Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Tuesday's top news and most of the headlines from this Tuesday, coming from President Obama's press conference today with members of the White House press corps. Speaking in the press room, the president went over his views on this crisis developing in Iran, as well as his ongoing domestic agenda, especially with respect to health care and energy reform. Starting on Iran, though, the president says he is appalled over the recent turmoil in Iran. At the press conference, he said no, quote, iron fist, unquote, can break the spirit of demonstrators protesting a disputed election.
But we must also bear witness to the courage and the dignity of the Iranian people and to a remarkable opening within Iranian society. And we deplore the violence against innocent civilians anywhere that it takes place.
The president says he is disgusted by the violence there and especially the violence against innocent protesters. The president says the world is watching how Iran is handling this problem.
The United States and the international community have been appalled and outraged by the threats, the beatings, and imprisonments of the last few days.
Over the past couple of days, Obama has inched closer and closer to publicly supporting those demonstrating in the streets. Still, he says it's not America's position to meddle with the affairs of Iran.
I've made it clear that the United States respects the sovereignty of the Islamic Republic of Iran and is not interfering with Iran's affairs.
Elsewhere on the Iran front, two Iranian diplomats are being expelled from Britain just a day after Iran booted two British diplomats from Tehran. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown called the move unjustified, claiming the British diplomats were expelled over allegations which he calls absolutely without foundation. He did not comment on the nature of the accusations against the British diplomats. A U.S. airstrike in Pakistan has resulted in the deaths of about 45 alleged members of the Taliban, according to Pakistani intelligence officials. The remote-controlled drone attacked an insurgent stronghold with missiles as Taliban members were dispersing after a funeral for one of their commanders. However, the airstrike failed to get a long-sought rebel leader blamed for the 2007 assassination plot against former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Back to the president's press conference today and on to the domestic agenda. First of all, health care. The president acknowledges that it's going to be a harder fight than he first thought over getting this reform package passed, despite large Democratic majorities on Capitol Hill. But the president says he's also standing firm in support of a government option for those not currently covered by some sort of health care plan. The president says he hopes the public plan will set the example for the private insurance carriers.
If it turns out that the public plan, for example, is able to reduce administrative costs significantly, then you know what? I'd like the insurance companies to take note and say, hey, if the public plan can do that, why can't we?
The president says something has to be done this year. He calls health care reform a necessity, not just a luxury. He once again denied that any sort of public plan would run insurance companies out of business or drive up deficits. He says Americans, if they like their doctor and their current health plan, can keep them. But when asked a question about whether that would be the case if employers decided to go with a cheaper government plan, Obama had to admit that his blanket statement wasn't as blanketed as he thought.
I'm sorry, but what about keeping your promise to the American people that they won't have to change plans even if employers...
When I say if you have your plan and you like it and your doctor has a plan, or you have a doctor and you like your doctor, that you don't have to change plans. What I'm saying is the government is not going to make you change plans under health reform.
Meanwhile, on the Republican side of the aisle, Senate leader Mitch McConnell is accusing President Obama and the congressional majority of Democrats of pushing a policy of what he calls rush and spend.
Now, the American people don't want us to spend trillions of dollars we don't have on a health care system they don't want.
The senator also says that Democrats are simply on the wrong path when it comes to health care reform.
Some have proposed a government-run health care system that would force millions to give up private health plans they already have and like and replace them with a government plan where care is denied, delayed, and rationed.
President Obama today also defending ambitious proposals to combat global warming by capping carbon dioxide pollution from major industries. At the press conference, the president said a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions is an important part of achieving energy independence, and of course he wants to champion renewable sources of energy such as wind and solar power. However, those in opposition to his reform plan say what's going to happen here is the imposition of a massive energy tax that will not eventually be paid by the polluters or massive industry, but those costs will simply be passed on to us, the taxpayer. On Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow Jones Industrials off 16 points to end the trading session at 83.23, the NASDAQ a bit lower, dropping just over a point to 1765. Only the S&P 500 gained up 2 points to 895. And some sad news from Hollywood.
Here's Johnny!
TV legend Ed McMahon has passed away at the age of 86, battling several severe health problems for a number of months now. McMahon, most famous as the sidekick on NBC's Tonight Show with Johnny Carson for 30 years. He also hosted or appeared on many other programs and was a well-known TV pitch man. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, we'll find out how the Iran crisis actually could play to the Obama administration's benefit. And we'll talk with Tennessee Congressman Marsha Blackburn about energy reform and Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy about health care reform. That's next. Stay tuned.